Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, welcome to Top 5 Niches of the Week, episode 204. I've got some short-term niches for you to target to hopefully increase your sales in the very near term, and I've got some more longer-term niches, including at least one evergreen niche that I really like that I want to show you, a few examples of some designs that I was able to create with ease in this niche. So we got a lot to look forward to. Let's get to it. Let's kick things off with an Amazon merch sales update. So in the last 7 days, I made 319 sales, 246 came on the US market. That was $4,878 in revenue that brought me $960 of profit. And of course, on the international markets, I made another about 70 sales. If you want to follow me on Instagram, linked in the description, I post daily sales updates for motivation. Also, if you're not on merch, shoot me a message and I can try to help. All right, the current top 10 on Amazon merch, and this is filtering out the big brands, okay? So we're not looking at Marvel shirts or MTV shirts or whatever. This is what it looks like. We still have some Eclipse shirts selling. That is pretty impressive that they are still selling. Hopefully you guys saw my video last week where I celebrated some of the biggest success stories that you guys shared with me in the Eclipse niche. We had some really impressive stuff, including one person that made over $20,000 profit off of Eclipse shirts. Very impressive. We got some autism shirts. We have the, you know, it seems like there's a honestly pretty scattered assortment of niches that are selling right now. This is kind of my favorite time. I personally do not sell in a lot of the calendar niches, the more obvious niches, but I also have a lot of upload slots in tier 200,000 for my merch account. So I have that little bit of an edge. But I get it. If you're in the lower tiers, you need some direction. That's what I want to focus on in today's episode. So niche number one this week, and this is for the low tiers, okay? I would really recommend being in whatever is coming that's going to be a big popular niche. Now, 420, as we call it in America, a marijuana-related calendar holiday, the people that celebrate it love it, okay? There's a lot of funny shirts. There's obviously going to be a lot of green shirts that sell well and a lot of black shirts with green designs. You got the Jamaican vibes. The shirt behind me also has a little bit of a Jamaican undertone with the, you know, the colors, green, yellow, red. I mean, what more needs to be said? A lot of funny sub niches. We got the Just Hit It. I'm not perfect, but I'm dope as F. Today's mood is sponsored by weed. Good buds stick together. Happy 420. 420, good vibes only. They have the Jack Daniels logo. It says cannabis, high time, old 420 brand. The next one says roll, roll, roll your dope. Light one up, toke it up, and pass it to a friend. I'm a simple man. I like doobies and boobies. And this last one says, sorry for my bluntness. That's how I roll, the one behind me. So guys, I mean, top 10 were all different sub niches. If you want to enter this niche, I did have some people saying recently that be careful with the international markets. They may not all be down with these types of t-shirts. Each country has its own rules and laws about that stuff, so be careful. On Amazon merch, the easiest low-hanging sales are going to be on the US market. And here's a quick example of a design style that I love. It's scalable, all right? Hopefully you've seen it before. It's the little heartbeat, and you just put on the middle, you put a graphic of whatever niche it is. So I've seen it done with like sports. You put a basketball, a football, soccer ball. In this case, you've got the marijuana leaf, okay? Simple, easy. If you keep lists for design ideas, save this one. Moving on, niche number two this week. How about Earth Day? Okay, so 420 was on April 20th. Earth Day is on April 22nd. This is again for the low tier sellers. And I mean, this could be you on Etsy too. It could be you on Redbubble. It could be you on wherever you're selling, Walmart. Hopefully you guys are on Walmart. But on Amazon merch in the low tiers, you need to be concentrated where the highest demand is. 420 is going to come before 422, but Earth Day is probably, if I had to guess, bigger and more popular. Fortunately, you don't really have to guess. You can also look at the BSRs, and that's usually a good indicator. I mean, it's the best indicator we have of true sales velocity on Amazon. So I like to look at the top 10 and then probably average out the top 10 BSRs to get my general indicator of how well a niche is selling. We can actually do a quick peek, and yeah, I mean, I'd say it's pretty equal, actually. It looks like it's pretty equal between Earth Day and 420. If not, 420 probably has it edged just a little bit. But Earth Day is another great example of a calendar niche. It's predictable, but it's popular, right? Those calendar niches, people who are purchasers of these shirts, not just sellers, all know about them, right? And as sellers, it's good to know where the, or be able to reasonably predict where that demand is going to be. So the first one says, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I don't know if that's the one I would sell because song lyrics, but you can do your own trademark research there. Next one says, go planet, it's your Earth Day. So kind of play on a song again. The future of planet Earth is in my, I can't see what that last word says. Anybody know what that's supposed to be? Let me know, is in my classroom. Ah, it's for teachers. Peace, love, Earth, happiest teacher on Earth, but it's of course ripping off Disney. That's a good way. You guys want a good example of how to lose your merch account? That one right there in the bottom left. Go planet, it's your Earth Day. And then behind me, it's like a mermaid holding the Earth. Here's an example of an Earth Day shirt I like. This design is very doable because it's just using clipping masks, right? Like you can type out Earth Day in a font that you like, and then maybe, I mean, doing it to this exact degree might take a little bit longer, but you could also just do clipping masks. You could spend, 10 seconds YouTubing, go to Google or YouTube, type in clipping mask tutorial. You can do it in Photopea or Photoshop very easily. You can do it in Kittle very easily. I'm sure you can do it in Canva. So check that out, Earth Day. I like this design because I know how to execute it, and I think it looks pretty nice. All right, niche number three. Before we get to niche number three, quick plug, my free print-on-demand mini course is linked in the description. Give me your email, I'll send you one lesson a day for 20 days, and check out my print-on-demand Facebook group as well. Niche number three, how about Arbor Day? Not Earth Day, Arbor Day on April 26th. All right, Arbor Day related to trees and the forests. The BSRs are not as attractive as 420 and Earth Day currently are, but hey, guess what? After those come to pass, there's going to be some more demand for Arbor Day. And these designs are not that hard to make. I mean, look at them. They're all pretty basic. This is the top 10. I mean, none of these are standing out. I do like the one behind me. Let me hide myself again. The Weeping Willow Tree. I'm not sure how that's actually going to print when the shirt itself is ordered, but I thought it was a cool design. And here's one that I handpicked. I like the sunset, kind of vintage retro style, the curved text and the, overlay of trees, which you can either do as an overlay or you can actually cut that out of the graphic. But I love that approach. I have a ton of designs that sell regularly with that approach. So I wanted to show you guys that one because I like it. Niche number four, how about graduation? All right, everybody knows Mother's Day's coming. How about pivoting just a little bit to graduation? Not that we don't know graduation's also coming, but I mean, there's a lot of gifted products. So be thinking like, if I'm selling on Amazon merch, will they buy this as a gift? Will they be a happy parent wearing it in support of the person graduating, right? Things like that. Be thinking along those lines. I think this niche also lends itself really well to Etsy, where you can do a lot of personalization. Check out the video I dropped on Friday where I went through basically the best sellers on Etsy, the current best sellers, and talked about the different product types that are selling well in the graduation niche. You can see there's a lot of funny shirts on Amazon merch. I graduated. Can I go back to bed now? I have a doctorate. Let's just assume I'm always right. Class of 2024, senior. So long kindergarten, it's been fun. Look out first grade. You see, there's a lot of different ways to attack these niches, guys. College level complete. I crushed kindergarten. Earned it with RN for registered nurse. Happy last day of school, pretty generic. Senior 2024. And the one behind me is like a dentist shirt. I also wanted to show you a few more because in the graduation niche, you can also target like higher education and what they were specializing in. So dissertation defended. I paused my game to graduate. You're welcome. So I didn't actually try to filter these. I just noticed a lot of them in this screenshot. This girl got her master's degree. It's doctor, actually. I have no life. I'm studying for the bar exam. Straight out of eighth grade. Got elementary school crossed out. Middle school, high school, college. Rule the world. PhD finished. And then behind me, it says educated drug dealer. Hashtag nurse practitioner. So a lot of creative, funny ways to go about targeting graduation. I love when there's tons of sub niches, right? Because hopefully you can sit down and just crack out a bunch of designs in one sitting. All right, niche number five. How about tarot cards as an evergreen? Not my thing, but I just love them for t-shirts. I just feel like they lend themselves to t-shirt designs really well. And you could also take these and hopefully sell them on other products on Amazon merch, enable all 14. You get the t-shirts, the v-necks, the tank tops, the long sleeves, right? You get hoodies, pop sockets, phone cases, tote bags, pillows, like this could sell on all of them, right? And you can have fun with these. They don't all have to be serious tarot cards. You could do ones like this one. It's the 420, the Stoner. You know what I'm saying? It's a parody tarot card. And you might be like, but Ryan, how the heck do I make these? And what's cool is we live in the AI age, okay? And the people who buy our shirts don't really care how it was made, whether you did it by hand or whether you wanted to use Creative Fabrica. They've got cool little pre-made graphic elements that you can mix and match into your designs. Or you can use AI. If you guys want, drop me a comment. I can show you how I experimented. And this was just me giving it a very rough go. But I really like this one right here to my left for using the very first bestseller there, the deadlifts guy. Again, another parody tarot card, but it's the Grim Reaper doing deadlifts. And I think we did pretty good in terms of generating using AI a version of that that could definitely compete. If you want to see me do a video on that, let me know in the comments and I can definitely do it this week. I think we could take that and enter a bunch of different niches, by the way. All right, let's move on to emerging trends. So these are all shirts that are currently with their current BSR outperforming their 30-day average BSR. You've got Purple Up, Military Kids Day. We knew that was coming. More of these like kind of sports style shirts where it's, you know, you can tell it's a heart, but it's a baseball. And then you've got that the Golden Gate Bridge. It's just some random stuff here. Take a peek. Sometimes you can spot emerging trends here. Looking ahead, if you want to sell in random holidays that get overlooked, May 14th, Dance Like a Chicken Day. May 15th, National Chocolate Chip Day. May 16th, Endangered Species Day. May 18th, International Museum Day. Also May 18th, Armed Forces Day. Let's look at the archive and see what was selling well 11 months ago that might be selling well 1 month from today. Awesome Like My Daughter, Daddy, Dada, Daddy, Dad, Bruh. I'm Not Old, I'm Classic, Husband, Daddy, Protector, Hero, It's Not a Dad Bod, It's Father Figure, Best Dad Ever, Keep My Dad Jokes in a Database. Yeah, you guys get the point. And then at the bottom there, you've got some Juneteenth shirts as well. We know what's coming. Removed designs, here we go. Let's check out designs that were either removed by the uploader or by people or by Amazon. So you've got pretty wide dispersion. You don't always get a necessary trend. I'm guessing that the number 10 one in the pink might be like a Lionel Messi parody, some military kid stuff, some Eclipse stuff. I expected to see more Eclipse shirts being pulled just by people that need to free up space for their upload slots if you're in the lower tiers. Thank you for watching, guys. Check out my full print on demand course linked in the description. If you want to learn directly from me how I scaled my business from nothing to six-figure annual profits every single year since 2019, it is linked in the description. I answer my emails. I don't have a team. So, I mean, if you ask me a question, like, I'll respond. Drop me a comment or email me if you have questions. And I have a private community. We do multiple weekly live streams. It's the best way to work directly with me. If you join, it costs less than $10 per call. And there's a ton of resources and direct access to me. So if you think I can help your business, check that out, linked in the description. Please like and subscribe on your way out. I know I asked a lot of you there, but if you can manage just, you know, two clicks, right? Like button, subscribe button, that would be much appreciated. And I'll see you guys soon with a new video.